Beers and Tears would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land from which we conduct this podcast, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We recognise their continued connection to the land and waterways and sky of this beautiful place, and we pay our respects to elders past and present, and extend that respect to all First Nations people present today, and acknowledge that sovereignty was never ceded.
Welcome back to another episode of Beers and Tears podcast. In this episode, we're shining a spotlight on indie artist Logan and his debut mixtape, Lost in Translation. With a blend of genres and thoughtful lyrics, Logan's music is both bold and delicate, offering listeners a glimpse into his creative journey. From jam sessions in his bedroom to sharing the stage with industry heavyweights, Logan's rise has been nothing short of remarkable. Join us as we explore the inspiration behind his music, his dance moves, and get a sneak peek into his upcoming shows.
Why don't they treat me like I'm famous? Okay, they should just treat me like I'm famous.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Beers and Tears. Today, I'm joined with Logan. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. How's your day been?
It's been great. I woke up while it was dark and made my way to Sydney. So I'm from the Gold Coast. So I flew here this morning.
Oh, wow.
And did a session. I've had a decent day. I've had a decent day. What about you?
What did I do this morning? I've been waking up like strangely early lately, and I don't love it because I really like to get like a good amount of sleep. So I woke up before my alarm and I was like, what's going on? Yada, yada. Tried to go back.
When you say like before your alarm, what does that actually
like
mean?
Seven. Like it wasn't too
late. When is your
my alarms are eight
when oh that's rough
yeah but also like I just accepted the fact that I was like not gonna go back to sleep, so I just kept I just like went on my phone or whatever.
You're like, I'm gonna do this. Exactly. I'm gonna do my day
exactly. Yeah. And it got like, I don't know, 10 minutes to eight and I started getting sleepy again, and I was like, damn, I could really sleep right now, but it was just too late.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was.
Do you go to work or are you in your house?
Sometimes I go to work. Today I was lucky and I was
That's good.
From home, so it was a good vibe. Yeah. Anyway, you have a debut mixtape called Lost.
I do.
Why a mixtape and not an EP, not an album? Like, why have we called it a mixtape?
I just we weren't ready to do an album. I don't think any new artist really is ready to do the album. But it wasn't going to be a mixtape either. I wasn't going to be an EP, because it wasn't really sticking to a sound. And, you know, the original idea of a mixtape is you kind of put a bunch of songs that you love into a mix together. So when you listen to the Lost in Translation, you kind of hear a few flavors, and that was kind of the goal, just put a bunch of the flavors in the room with each other, you know?
Yeah. If you could create a mixtape right now, but to give to someone, like usually like those cute little moments where you give someone, make someone a mixtape and you give it to them, what would be on it?
Oh, how many songs do I have?
You have a good amount.
Okay.
CD's worth of songs.
Oh, my God.
You don't have to name that many.
That's a crazy. Yeah, that's so tough because I'm so passionate about questions like this. Well, I'm going to start off with Beautiful by Pharrell and Snoop Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've been cranking this song called Everything About Her by Army Blue. My goodness, this is the I'm gonna end it there. That's a good song.
Okay.
That's the mixtape. I can't even go on. Oh, I went blank.
No, that's two good songs. Both that I haven't really heard.
And Jumpin' Jack Flash by the Rolling Stones.
Okay, cool. Very.
And the Rain song by Led Zeppelin. All right, I'm finding my feet.
There
we're starting to get somewhere. Yeah. I'm going to end it there, though.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
And you mentioned that this mixtape is kind of like a little bit more like lo-fi, DIY, bedroom.
Yeah.
How does this process, or like the way that you created this mixtape, feel?
Yeah, well, you know, making this mixtape, the funniest thing is that I wasn't ever making this mixtape. I was just trying to write songs.
Mm.
I was really just having fun. So, and you can kind of feel that, because some of the songs I never actually put pen to paper. I just hit record. And the takes got used. And so it's a very free thing, this mixtape. I wouldn't say it was put together. It was just like selected songs. We're going to put that together. And we believe that that represents me for that. We being myself and my team, you know, it's like, just like that represents that time, cool. You know, that yeah. time spent before knowing anything was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a bedroom, me and my thoughts, me and my life, and just displayed in the most pure form.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. And would you say that these songs were all like recorded in a similar way?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, what was
the process like? The process was like, make a sick hip hop beat today. I love like Jay Dilla and Pharrell and Tyler the Creator and people like that. And I always try to like make a hip hop beat. But then I end up going, oh, this should sound cool with some guitar on it. Or like, oh, you know, this bass line. And then I would just put it together. And I hate recording with headphones on. So you'll hear songs like Stop and Stare, Huh, Even Say It. I didn't use headphones. I have my speakers, and they were playing the music so loud. So the quality of the recording's horrible.
Yeah.
When we're talking lo-fi, we're talking lo-fi, you know?
Yeah. And, yeah, well, I guess you kind of, like, have mentioned that, yeah, it is essentially just, like, a compilation of songs that have just been put together. But also just, like, at a time when you were finding your feet as somebody who wants to be a musician and make music. I guess like, what are some things that you dabbled with or that you wouldn't usually have in terms of making music when making this mixtape?
I think, you know, it's just that whole concept of like the way that I write songs, I'm actually just making a beat. I wouldn't even write it a rock and roll song. Like that wasn't me when all of these songs were made. I was singing, I love R&B. I do a lot of R&B. And there are a couple opportunities in this mixtape where you kind of hear that flavor, a little bit in Famous and a lot in a song called Still Holding On, which year when it comes out, but it was rock and roll. Stop and Stare was the first rock and roll song I'd ever recorded. I was very influenced by Rick Rubin, and he really like used cool like guitar samples, and you know, hip hop's always been this like jazz type of thing, or like very electronic Roland type drum machine thing, where he started putting the rock and roll stuff in. Even Mark Ronson did that too. And I was very influenced by that. So I was trying to like be like them for a second, and I was like, oh, I want to sing on this. Mm. So I just press record, was newly feeling a lot of love towards a specific person. And I just kind of like, was like, boom, I'm just going to record that story. And I just freestyled it off the top. So it's this very like, and that's kind of how a lot of the songs were recorded, whether it was in love, stoked, sad. It was just this freestyled recording. And I don't know if that was a very often thing, but it just came out on this mixtape.
Mm.
It was very carefree. I'm proud of that, you know? I'm proud that the first body of work that people get to hear is like the most pure, excited or emotional version of me, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Do you feel like that's something that like you want to continue bringing to like new music, or would you say like there's sort of new avenues to writing that you'd be like keen on exploring, or do you feel like this is really working for you? And yeah, like you said, it feels very raw, feels really like authentic to you at the moment.
Yeah, like I'm just like, I'm open to absolutely every process. I don't even have a process. I don't want to have a process because every day is a new day. Everything happens completely different. If I try to repeat it, might just get the same song over and over again with new lyrics, you know, and that's not very cool. Like I want to have like a very specific flavor every time. So I don't know if it'll continue, if it'll fade, or if it will be one day maybe just this embodiment just in everything that I do. Who knows, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's a tricky question to answer because you're like, what? I don't even know what I'm going to do. Who knows?
I don't even know what I'm going to do. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great question. It's a great question.
Thanks. Wow is the latest single, the latest sort of taste of what's to come for this mixtape.
Yeah.
It's very, like, fun and playful of a song. Can you, like, tell me a little bit about, just, like, the process of this song, where you were at, the sounds. Yeah. You were like hoping to encapsulate and bring into this song?
Yeah, it was really just the goal was to like write a rockabilly song. I love Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley. You know, I love a lot of old rockabilly music, a lot of blues. So, you know, Chuck Berry and people like that. I just was like playing the guitar and I just was like, oh, this is cool, like this is fun, let's write, like I'm gonna write, let's do a rockabilly song. And then it just took shape and just became this completely sour tasting electronic rockabilly modern type rock. I don't know how to explain that song. It's very funny though and very fun to write that song.
Have like a favorite, current favorite track from this, right?
I think that Still Holding On is always going to be my favorite from this mixtape. Absolutely. It's just, it's a ballad and she's very pure. It's a very pure song. I didn't write that song. I played this guitar loop. And once again, it was just like, this is beautiful. I'm going to sing something.
I guess I wanted to talk a bit about your live show as well. For those who have seen you live, no doubt that you like to put on a show. Yeah, where do you sort of draw inspirations from in your live show? How do you feel nervous putting on a show like that? Or like, what is your relationship with your live show?
Well, to answer, you know, my inspirations, I think that's a super important thing because, you know, what I'm doing is not a new thing. You know, people like James Brown created this. People like James Brown inspired Michael Jackson, which is the guy that I live for Michael Jackson. He's the guy. And then people like Elvis, you know, who are also originators of this as well. Even Elvis was very inspired, but I'm super, super inspired by people from the past. And I try to, you know, pray that I could bring a bit of their energy into the stage with me. I feel very nervous when I'm about to perform. But I think that's just because I love it and I care about what people think. You know, I want to make people feel good. Like, that's the goal. I'm going out to like have fun and hope that I can connect with somebody, you know, in the room. So people love dancing. So I just let that happen. And it's also something that actually stops me from being nervous. So as soon as I can like let myself jig a little bit, I stop feeling so nervous. I stop thinking, oh, you know, what if I mess up the lyric? I just almost like fall into this place. And the reason why is because I grew up dancing from 6 years old, and I've been in the hip hop scene, breakdance battles and crump wow. battles and things like that. So I'm very used to like the hip hop scene in that way. So it's almost like connecting with the younger me for a second, and it's very comforting to dance.
Do you have
Do
you have like visions for like, I don't know, like one day when you can have this like huge production show, do you have like visions for what that looks like?
Yeah, something that's never happened before. Yeah, I just want to do stuff that just hasn't happened before.
Yeah. I can imagine like just like epic lighting.
The vision for me, like, it's so I say this like from the heart and from like love, is just like huge. It's just like the dream is to have it be massive and do special things, because you know when that day comes, we're going to be in the future and there's going to be more available to us, and I hope that I can just have everything that I need to make a new show, bring a new show to the world.
Oh yeah,
it's the vision. It is the vision. And there's so many specific little things that are involved in that, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
We don't know. Future.
Yeah, it's a little bit away, but we're chipping away towards that. That's the dream right now.
Yeah. Cool. And my final question for you is, I guess, last year was quite a year for you, a debut year, you know, many releases, heaps of live shows, festivals, the whole works. Yeah, I guess like how do you feel like you have grown and evolved from like the debut release to where you're at now, and also what has been just like a highlight for you along the way?
Yeah, I think the whole thing is like this happy memory, you know. I don't full-blown leave a flag so that I remember things. This whole thing has been amazing and has taught me so much. I would even just say, you know, the first show was so cool. I could say that the first show was so cool because no one in the room knew who I was. And that's humbling, you know. It's like, I'm so stuck in my own world all this time, and I'm like, oh, you know, like, oh, this dreaming big. And then, you know, you're like, all right, actually bring it all back down. We still got to play the first show. Let's see if I can actually do it. And it worked out, you know. I messed up a couple times, but it was this beautiful feeling of something that I'd never felt before. I've always felt slightly weird just dancing, and I've never been very comfortable just singing, but this was the first time that I ever got to merge them, and I just remember not existing for a second, and that was special. I think that's almost, not to get deep and weird, but like I feel like that is honestly the dream, is to almost not exist for a second while you're here and just be so in the moment. You know, that feeling and whatever makes you feel that. And for me, that's singing and dancing at the same time for people and entertaining. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful little moment I had, for sure.
Some people would say that that is like the key to life, is just like,
yeah, totally.
Presence. No, nothing happened before this and nothing is going to happen after this.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can't even choose what you're doing. It's just a. It's very spiritual, to be honest. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that and chatting with me today.
No, thank you for even asking. I feel like that was a beautiful reminder for me. Yeah, because I haven't thought about that.
Oh, I'm glad. It's a nice thing to think about.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Thank you for that awesome interview. So many good questions.
Thank you. Yeah.
And stuff for me to think about now in my life.
Yeah. Don't get existential. Yeah. It's okay.
I'm going to lie down. Never like to wait in line. Hey, don't relate, I don't care.